All right, we're learning in Sefer Chafetz Chaim Hilchos Shechilos Klal Tes. We're learning Siv Beis, which gives us the five conditions by which Shechilos would be permissible to prevent someone from danger. So the first one was, so the first three we saw yesterday, the first one was that the person has to not jump to conclusions, but rather to have some serious thinking about this, to make sure that what he's spreading, you know, that what he's saying over, he really needs to say over, because it's really going to cause danger. Number two, he can't exaggerate. Number three, that his kavanah should be dafka lito elis. That his kavanah should be that I want to take away any possible damage from somebody else, but not because I have anything against that specific individual. We continue now in Tanai Gimel, which we were doing yesterday. Part of this klal, part of this rule is besides the fact that your intention must be for positive purposes and not because of hatred towards the other person, you got to figure out also, is it really going to help? In other words, let's say Reuven wants to go into partnership with Shimon, and I know that it's going to be dangerous for Reuven. I have nothing against Shimon personally, and I know it for sure. I'm not exaggerating. I'm just telling Reuven, you know, listen, I don't think, based on information that I know personally, it's not good for you to go into business with Shimon. It's going to cause you damage. Even if so, that's mutter. However, if I know that Reuven's not going to listen to me, and Reuven's going to go into business with Shimon anyway, right? So it doesn't help, right? Because if he's going to be mishtati b'mavchakok she'argis chaver beizadover amar lo yofa amar lacha ploni shein roi the shtatev imcha kiyotze b'zeh la'anashim keilu shumakirim sheisha amida ra zudir achilas lo yitzu yashum heter kimachshil sa avirim halolub lo sasig mura d'achilas. In other words, then he's just going to say, oh, I told you so. So that's not, I told you so is not productive. Telling somebody is not going to listen is not mutter, and you can't gossip. Let's say you can stop Reuven Shimon from going into business with Reuven, or the shidduch, or going to his school, or going to, you know, etc. without telling him gossip. Then you have to do that. You follow? Let's say, for instance, I'm in a position to prevent Shimon from being a partner with Reuven, for whatever reason. However, I can stop it without telling Shimon that Reuven, going to business with Reuven is a dangerous item. He's going to damage you, he's going to hurt you, he has something against you, whatever. If I can prevent it without doing rechilas, then I'm mechuyev to do it without doing rechilas. And finally, the fifth condition is, this is only okay if the gossip isn't going to cause some other difficulty. He's just going to take away that which happened. In other words, he's going to explain. After the male davar zehuralo mikomokom mutter, avam yagilo idei sipur ra mamish osel sabalov kitzarklo zehoida pratim yivralo come on. Let's say I tell Shimon, listen, going into business with Reuven is you're going to get damaged, you're going to get hurt. It's a bad move, and because of that, Shimon's going to take the law in his own hands, and then Reuven's going to get into jail, and Reuven's going to this, and Reuven's going to that. Things that you never, there's no reason for. That wasn't part of your thing. Worse things will happen to Reuven than the fact of preventing Shimon from being a business with Reuven. Then it is Osir L'Saper. I love Ayana Kamen Tzifei. We'll see more later. So those are the five conditions. Mr. Hashem, on Sunday we'll chazer them over before we go. Shkoyach.